The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has hired lawyers to investigate whether a flaw on its website assisted insider trading. A search tool created in May last year gave people free access to ASIC documents downloaded by other users. It's feared wily investors could have used the search history to identify possible mergers and acquisitions, giving them a competitive advantage. ASIC now admits the flawed tool was a breach of privacy. Henry Bellow reports from Canberra.
The Australian Securities and Investment Commission is meant to stop insider trading, but there's a chance it may have accidentally allowed it to happen. A website flaw gave people the ability to spy on the research private equity investors were conducting into companies, or even to check what investigative journalists were looking up. If the right person had found this flaw, they could have been given advanced notice of mergers, acquisitions, or scandals. That could have allowed them to profit before a stock price was driven up or down by the news. ASIC Commissioner John Price has admitted the regulator made a mistake when questioned at a Senate hearing last month.
Just the mere fact of being able to view what searches people have done, in our view, may well constitute a breach of privacy. So we do not view this as okay.
Until last year, the ASIC website had allowed people to see all documents purchased and sent to another person's email address. There was no identity verification process, and the documents, which can be expensive, were accessible for free. More than 750 people have now been told their documents were sent to another account. Mr. Price admits there's a chance the privacy breach could have assisted insider trading.
Hypothetically, yes. So if I'm, for example, some sort of investment manager, investment advisor, and I'm searching on a particular company, maybe that indicates the way I'm thinking about investing.
AM can reveal ASIC is so concerned about the flaw, it's paid government lawyers to check whether any questionable trades occurred. The lawyers will also consider why ASIC took months to shut down the website flaw, despite warnings from industry insiders. Labor Senator Chris Ketter is the chair of Federal Parliament's Economics References Committee. He argues ASIC was too slow to respond to the glitch.
ASIC has admitted it's at fault and ASIC must now take responsibility for their stuff up.
He promises Labor will keep asking ASIC questions given the external review, due by Christmas, hasn't been completed.
If there is any evidence that insider trading took place as a result of the data breaches, then I would expect ASIC to play a very strong role in ensuring any offenders are prosecuted.
That could prove awkward if ASIC is forced to prosecute those who benefited from its own mistake. Juliet Overland is an associate professor at the University of Sydney.
I would suspect there would be some level of awkwardness in ASIC wanting to bring proceedings against a company or a person for insider trading based on the use of information or the reliance on information that had only been able to be accessed because of its own glitch.
But Associate Professor Overland says that's unlikely to happen. She believes even if people did exploit the breach, that alone wouldn't be enough to prosecute them for insider trading. The Minister for Financial Services, Kelly O'Dwyer, says the government takes privacy issues very seriously. It'll have an opportunity to display how seriously when ASIC appears before a Senate Oversight Committee next month.
Henry Bellow reporting.